T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Long and how that drives away the younger audience. Let's not do the same thing with basketball. Let's
Agreed.
Keep the game moving. The other rule change that they are considering, and this to me is the more interesting of the two.
Yes, agreed.
Is that they are thinking about reevaluating the interpretation of the rules regarding, quote, unnatural shooting motions in connection with perimeter jump shots and on-ball screens and the principle of verticality. Basically, that means Trae Young and James Harden, every time that they pump fake and then jump to the side in a completely awkward motion just to get contact and draw a foul, you know, from three-point range, they're reconsidering whether or not they should allow players to do that. It's not just jump shots, it's on-ball screens. And I'll say this, like, Ja is definitely does not abuse this, but he does. He's smart with the ball in his hands, especially on the screens.
Yeah.
You will see him go around a screen, and if he knows a defender is trailing, he'll just stop and let the defender run right into his back. He gets a lot of foul calls that way.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they do change the rule, how that might change.
No, it's, I mean, there's, you see it like once per game at this point, it seems like, and it's just ridiculous. Like some of the calls that some of these guys get that have just,
especially like Harden and Trae Young.
Yeah, I mean, they've just become experts at it, right? Like jumping into guys and making it look like they're not. And so I do hope that they really, really take a look at that. I know it's kind of a similar situation, but like I think in the Minnesota game, Dylan, they challenged, he got fouled shooting a three. They challenged it, Minnesota did, and they ended up overturning it because he kicked his leg out. Kind of similar, but this is basically saying guys jumping into guys to get the foul once they're
or coming around a ball screen and intentionally running into somebody,
making somebody
intentionally run into you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this is good. Again, this will speed the game up too. We
Absolutely.
Don't need all these crappy fouls, you know. I'm in favor of the first and or sorry, I'm probably not in favor of the first, but I am in favor of the second. Let's make the game more natural. We don't need all these
right
sideways jump shots that lead to James Harden dribbling at the free throw line for 45 straight seconds. Like let's just shoot the three and keep the game moving.
Story number four.
We got an NFL trade. The Jets have traded quarterback Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers for a 2021 sixth-round pick, 2022 second-round pick, and a 2022 fourth-round pick.
I don't know why this makes sense, though.
What do you mean? I was going to say I don't think this is a bad trade for either side. I think, actually, the Panthers probably came out a little bit better in this. I mean, all they had to give up really was the 2022 second-round pick.
I just don't understand why Carolina is going to get him.
What do you mean?
Well, Carolina was in a position, or they still are in a position in the first round where a quarterback could fall to them that they
right.
could take. They also have Teddy Bridgewater. Is Sam Darnold definitively better than Teddy Bridgewater?
I wonder if it's one of those things where I saw Marcus Spears comparing it, and I got to agree. I wonder if it's like a Ryan Tannehill situation where he was pretty good in Miami. Like, he was a pretty good quarterback. Now, Darnold has not been very good in
he's been fine. He's
been okay.
He's the Jets have much bigger problems than just him.
Right, but you know, Tannehill was in Miami when that organization was a mess, and he was pretty good. He dealt with some injuries. Then he comes to the Titans and is awesome. Like, just, you know, revives his career. And I wonder if they're looking at it as the same situation. Like, the Jets are an absolute mess. They messed it up with this guy. We think he's got something, so let's go get him. And we have a quarterback that's already got experience. We don't have to wait on, you know, maybe they don't like some of the guys where they're picking, and we don't have to wait. We got our guy. He's ready to go because they have pieces, man. They got good. You know, he played with Robbie Anderson, who they went and got last year. DJ Moore's an awesome receiver. Obviously, McCaffrey's there. So if he's good, if Darnold's good, their offense is automatically, like, comes in here pretty good, right?
I guess, and well, the key to me is that they have Joe Brady, right?
Right, like, right, right.
They have a guy who has proven at both levels he can get a passing game to work. So if there's anyone to credit for Darnold's success, if he goes to Carolina and tears it up, I think part of it is just going to be being in a better situation. And that's kind of my point with the Jets. The Jets had to make this trade. They had to make a trade. They knew that Sam Darnold was not going to be their quarterback going forward. They have the second pick. Who knows who they'll take? Could be Zach Wilson. It could be Justin Fields. We'll just have to wait and see. A lot of the mock drafts now have Mac Jones going third to the Niners, which I think is very interesting.
That is interesting.
McShay, in his latest, has Mac Jones going third. So the quarterback situation will be interesting. We know they're not going to get Trevor Lawrence. He's going to go to the Jags, but they're going to have their pick of the rest. The Jets had to make this trade, but here's the truth. The Jets just suck. The Jets' offense is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They have no weapons. They have no help. And so the Jets' offense with Zach Wilson and the Jets' offense with Sam Darnold is not going to look very different.
Right.
They're going to stink either way. But again, this is why you make the trade. I guess you're trying to pile as many of those picks as you can. Even though, I mean, you sort of assumed you're not going to get a first rounder for Sam Darnold based on what he's done. But to be able to get a second and two more, I guess you can use those to try and help find offense for whoever the next guy could be, Zach Wilson or whoever else.
Yep.
So it's a good trade for the Jets, but they're still going to suck.
It's
not going to matter. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Memphis' sports station, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN, and Odyssey Station. National contest data message rate supply. The Parlay Payday, powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. 11K a day.
Okay, another chance to win 1,000 bucks right now. Text the word tennis, T-E-N-N-I-S. Text tennis to 72881 now for your chance to win 1,000 bucks. Again, text tennis, T-E-N-N-I-S, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. We'll do this all again tomorrow morning starting at 7 a.m. But right now you got plenty of time. Text the word tennis, T-E-N-N-I-S, to 72881 for your chance to win 1,000 bucks. Good luck.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That is a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. Lower than normal rates are available right now, so take advantage of that. There are two locations in the Memphis area. One is out in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other one is in Covington on Highway 51, and you can reach them 901-867-SAVE. That's 867-7283. You live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. You live in Mississippi, she can help you. She is a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics, so if you want to support a business that supports the University of Memphis Athletic Department, especially in these tough times, if you want to support a company that supports the University of Memphis, That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. 901-867-7283. 867-7283 on the web, rookinsurance.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it, you'll love it, then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Medical laboratory scientists are in demand. Your analysis is critical in making sure patients receive the right treatment. It's indirect care with direct impact. Bellarmine University's accelerated 16-month hybrid program is designed for transfer students with more than 51 credits. If you love the science behind saving lives, Bellarmine University is your first step in making a difference. Become a medical laboratory scientist. Search Bellarmine Hybrid MLS and enroll today.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Hey everyone, it's Gary Parrish. Look, I love talking sports betting, but I also believe it's important to put safety first, and FanDuel agrees, which is why FanDuel has teamed up with the American Gaming Association to support their Have a Game Plan campaign and encourage you to please bet responsibly. FanDuel is committed to offering tools and resources to help you stay safe every time you use their app. Learn more at FanDuel.com/playsafe. And if you or anyone you know has a gambling problem, please call the Tennessee Red Line for help, 1-800-889-9789. 21 plus and present in Tennessee. That's 1-800-889-9789.
There's now a faster and easier way to pick up your Corky's Barbecue. Order and pay online, pull into the designated spot, text Corky's to 474747, and we'll bring your order right to your car. No waiting.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins. Now, and every day around 5 p.m., today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Hour number two, Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on my columnist, the city's columnist, Daily Memphian columnist, Jeff Calkins. Jeff, are you excited for the national championship game tonight?
I am very excited for the national championship game. I have some misgivings that it, like, how can it possibly live up to the, you know, the Gonzaga-UCLA game? But this is the game that I think in the last 43 years of the NCAA tournament, it's the ninth time that we've had one versus two. And it's not just one versus two. It was so clear-cut, one versus two, all year long, right? There were these, you know, two programs that are dramatically better than all of the others right now. At various points, you thought, maybe Illinois or maybe Michigan. But really, and Baylor obviously had the COVID issues and then coming back from COVID. But it's the two best programs in the country right now. And I think the semifinals certainly whetted people's appetite for tremendous basketball.
So you're concerned? Or I think you're looking at it the wrong way if you're saying, oh, there's no way it can be as good as UCLA and Gonzaga. I mean, that was an all-time game. That's not
fair.
Well,
yes, it can't be. No, it can't be. It's. I said
so
both.
So why would you do that then?
I said it whets your appetite for, I think, seeing that all-time game. But it also, well, I partly because I was reading Chuck Culpepper in the Washington Post. He's a tremendous writer. And he pointed out that the last tremendous game that everyone compares this to, which is obviously Duke and Kentucky in 92, the Final Four was crap. That's what he pointed out. He said it was, and the other thing, I really think it points out, forget the fan perspective. I think it's hard if you're Gonzaga. If you had a week, which Duke had in 92, because that was a regional final in that game. If you had a week now to try to, you know, get your bearings and recover emotionally, that would be one thing. I think it's got to be awfully tough for Gonzaga when you are one moment, you know, in this epic game and then standing on the table and elation, and the next moment you are, you know, then you got to go do it again against Baylor. I think it'll be an interesting challenge for Gonzaga to see how they can manage this particular emotional, you know, they're obviously, there's going to have no problems getting up for it. That's not it. But I just think there's got to be an emotional hangover, and it's, you know, so fast after that game.
Yeah, I picked Baylor earlier on the show. I'm not particularly confident.
And would you have picked Baylor if I had told you Friday these two teams were going to be in the title game? Would you have picked Baylor?
Probably not, no. But then I watched the Final Four games, and then now I've convinced myself that Baylor can win. And
I think from a storyline standpoint,
like, I'm just so used to in college sports, doesn't it just feel like more times than not, like, the main storyline, which is undefeated Gonzaga, is going to end up falling at some point?
Like, for whatever reason, of course, you've been anti-Gonzaga for a long time now. You've told me this. You told me this when we talked last week. You were not rooting for Gonzaga. You're like the only person I know in America who isn't. I don't know how any decent human being. I mean, the Baylor story is good too, but Gonzaga.
I don't have any problems
there
with Gonzaga. I don't know.
Well, I don't understand why you don't like Gonzaga. How do you not like Mark Few? Like, how can you not like that and root for that? I don't really get how anyone could not root for. And unlike Baylor, they've come close and come close and come close. One of the really remarkable things to me over the weekend was
Baylor's never won a national title.
No, I know, but they haven't had the close misses that Gonzaga has either. They haven't been. They haven't been.
Well, to me, that makes them a more compelling story.
No, just stop it. Adam Morrison was on the Sweet 16, and this was actually when Memphis lost to UCLA in the Sweet 16. UCLA went on and played Gonzaga in the next game. It would have been Memphis playing Gonzaga in the next game. Gonzaga had an 11-point lead. This was Adam Morrison, the year that Adam Morrison split with J.J. Redick, being player of the year. And UCLA scored 11 straight points to crush them. And Adam Morrison famously ended up crying. And he was criticized for it at the time, which I thought was ridiculous. So the idea that Adam Morrison, and I didn't know he was part of the broadcast team, but he does color now for Gonzaga basketball. And so he was there to see that shot go in, to join in the call and the celebration as Gonzaga gets its revenge over UCLA. To me, it's just, yes, neither one has won a title, but one has been, you know, it's will they ever get over the hump? Whereas it's just not been like, Baylor has not had as long a period of striving, and yet coming short. And beyond that, Gonzaga is one that's expected to win. They were the best team all along. I want Gonzaga 100%. And I would bet if you put the vote to every red-blooded American, it would be overwhelmingly for Gonzaga.
I think you're probably right about that. But I and look, I'm not a Gonzaga hater. Like, I feel like I'm being painted as a Gonzaga hater.
I never called you. Affirmatively like them.
I haven't latched on to, like, the undefeated national champion story the same way that other people have. Like,
I think the undefeated national champion thing has been wildly underplayed, and I'm not latching on to him because of the undefeated part at all. I'm latching on to him because it's Gonzaga. Non-Power 5, little school on the West Coast, with a coach who could have gone bigger places, who goes fly fishing just to get away from people, who seems to have his priorities in order. They play beautiful basketball. That's all. I'm not describing you as a hater. I just think they're about as appealing a college basketball team as you could possibly imagine. I don't see how you could conjure one that is more appealing.
In my era, Gonzaga's been pretty good for a while. Well, I mean, yeah. So I don't like think of Gonzaga as like the scrappy little guy. I mean, I just don't. They were once upon a time. They pulled that. They had the upset against Florida. Was that who they beat?
Well, they obviously have redefined themselves. But you have to acknowledge. Listen, I live in a non-Power 5 city. you obviously, at your guts, you're a Power 5 guy. You're an Alabama guy. So you're rooting for the Colossus.
Yeah.
Not me. I always root for the non-Power 5 to beat the Power 5 because the Power 5 has every single advantage. Now, Baylor is not Alabama, but they get the Power 5 checks in a way that Gonzaga does not. I want Gonzaga and Memphis, honestly, have their own little history, too. They used to play a series. And to me, obviously Gonzaga's in a different place than Memphis in terms of the program, but if Gonzaga can do it, Memphis can do it. My Memphis part of me also causes me to root for Gonzaga. Everything about Gonzaga. Ben, am I wrong here?
No, I totally, that's what I was going to say, is like Gonzaga is what Memphis wants to get to. Like that's what Memphis aspires to be. That's why they used to play each other, because no one else would play them.
Right.
That's why they set up that series.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
This specific scenario, there's no bigger Goliath than the one that's undefeated and beat everybody by 25 all season long.
That's fine, but I'm not looking at in this specific scenario. I'm looking at the structurally. Yes, they've turned themselves into a fabulous team, just like when Memphis was beating the hell out of people. They had all the disadvantages that came at the time from being in Conference USA. And they surmounted them. And to me, that's to their credit and something to root for. You're just wrong on the side of this one. How do you feel about cheesesteaks?
I like cheesesteaks. I put out on Twitter that I want people to give me some suggestions. I've only gotten two so far. So
The best cheesesteak in Memphis.
And I've gotten Milano's Pizza in Collierville. And then I got another one that said Young Avenue Deli used to have – he didn't know if they still have it or not, but that they had a good cheesesteak, too. I don't know if Memphis is really like a cheesesteak town.
No, we're obviously not a cheesesteak town.
But there's got to be a place that has a good cheesesteak, and I will go try it.
This raises two questions, though. Are we talking about a good cheesesteak, in other words, some kind of submarine sandwich that involves steak and cheese, hence a cheesesteak? Or are we talking about a genuine Philly-type cheesesteak, which is its own animal?
That's where I was at.
I don't know if there is. I'm not saying there isn't. I don't know of one of those in Memphis. I'll be honest. Like this, it's not a 10 out of 10 cheesesteak. I had the cheesesteak at Lenny's.
Don't do this, though.
No, it's good, though.
It's delicious.
It's good, but I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know if it's, like, authentic Philly.
No. It's not like you got to get to Lenny's and try their cheesesteak. It's not like you got to get to Gus's and try their fried chicken. If you haven't done it, you've never had fried chicken. No, but it's a perfectly good, respectable cheesesteak. I enjoy it. I enjoy eating it. If it was calorie-free, I might eat it every day.
I get it. I'm not denying that Lenny's cheesesteak probably tastes good, but I'm looking for something that's not a chain. Like, that's kind of asking for.
I know.
I want a restaurant that serves a cheesesteak. There's probably not a straight up.
By the way, not some national chain. It's a local.
I know, but it's still, I don't know.
I get it.
It's fast-ish food.
Yes, it is. I'm not saying Lenny's. I'm not holding it up as the greatest steak. I think maybe it goes to show what sort of a limited cheesesteak town we have that I mentioned Lenny's. Huey's has a decent cheesesteak. Yeah, very good. Huey's has a very good cheesesteak.
I'd be willing to try Huey's cheesesteak.
There's this chicken,
but
though,
Huey's,
I think.
Also, there's many Huey's around, too. Does that bother you that there's more than one Huey's?
Here we go. I got another answer real quick. Prime 117 had a food truck that had an amazing cheesesteak. I believe that.
What is Prime 117?
It's like a restaurant. It's like a kind of a steak restaurant downtown.
And they had a food truck associated. They're a brick and mortar restaurant, but had a food truck.
I guess, yeah. I believe that. If that's a good spot, I think that they probably do have a very good cheesesteak.
Okay, how did it work out that Ja got a cheesesteak and Dylan did not get a cheesesteak? And then you had various people saying, I think it was Peter Edmiston said that on Twitter, that if you put ketchup on a cheesesteak, which Dylan was threatening to do, it is no longer a cheesesteak.
Yeah, I think that was Giannotto. Or maybe it was Peter, too. I don't know.
They both have giant heads, so I get them confused.
My God, shots fired. No, that's true.
They acknowledge that they're big noggins.
That's true.
They both self-proclaimed giant noggins, yes.
Well, yeah, and now Mark's son is a big dome guy too.
Also has a big dome himself. Yeah, exactly right.
No, enough about that.
Someone on Twitter said if you eat it,
I agree. That's a good take. Yeah, it's
not a cheese steak in the sense that a Philly cheese steak, but it is still a chicken. It is still at that point a steak and cheese sub.
I give Dylan a pass because he's Canadian and they put like ketchup. They have like ketchup chips and stuff. They do weird crap with ketchup.
They have poutine, which is to their immense credit. It's delicious.
Poutine is
so good. It's absolutely delicious. So good. Yeah,
but fantastic. No. What I think happened was that Dylan probably held up by doing the TV interview where he said he was going to get a cheesesteak.
No. You know what happened? Dylan is always. I mean, back when we used to get into the locker room, who was the last person to emerge?
Dylan.
And so.
It would have been a veteran move to stay and eat the cheesesteak before getting in the shower. He is the team veteran. It's kind of on him to a degree, but. The point I made to Bennett was, if you're the leading scorer on that night, you should get first dibs on whatever food is in the locker room postgame. That should just be a rule.
Now, he was efficient, I believe, last night. What if you're a leading scorer because you just took a hell of a lot more shots than anybody else? I don't think that entitles you to a cheesesteak.
Yeah, but he was 6-for-9 shooting last night.
He was efficient. I would have given him a cheesesteak last night.
Yeah, he was very good.
I thought the whole team deserved cheesesteaks last night. It was impressive, and they are now 4-0 against the best of the East, Philly, and the Nets.
So you want to know the exercise?
Pretty impressive.
The exercise what? That Bennett and I did right before we went into the weekend. We divided the rest of the Grizzlies' schedule. At the time, there was 27 games left, I believe.
Yeah.
And we took the 7 most difficult out, which is that stretch that you kind of described.
Yeah.
And we said, of those games, we think that the Grizzlies might win 2. We were conservative based on, you know, the fact that there's some back-to-backs in there, teams might rest guys. They might win 2 out of those 7. So then in order to get to 500, that meant that they had to win 12 of the remaining 20 that they had left at that point. And since we did that, they are now 2-0. The Grizzlies have won 6 of their last 10, and the Spurs and the Warriors have won only 3 of their last 10, so they're 3-7 of their last 10. And the Grizzlies are now in 8th place. Are you feeling better about my prediction?
Yeah, no, I absolutely am. I absolutely am. And I those are 2 big wins over the weekend. The fact that the Spurs, which is something Chris Harrington has always expected them to come back to earth, and they actually have a tougher ending than the Grizzlies do. So that's promising. And Golden State's in real trouble now. And the other thing is the Grizzlies, and this is part of the thing that I sort of, when I was being a negative Nelly last week, that I didn't account for, was games can look horrific and hard and unmanageable on paper. But, and it is true every year that games aren't played on paper. But in this year in particular, I mean, you just don't know what you're going to get on any given day because you might, you know, there's someone going to be out for one reason or another. It's just, it's not because they have to have had a COVID outbreak, but maybe because the schedule is more condensed, they're arresting people, which is what happened last night when Embiid was on the second half of a back-to-back doubleheader. And so that game looked fearsome, you would say, and still pretty impressive win, even without Embiid, honestly. But it looked fearsome on the schedule, like how are they ever going to win that one? But you take Embiid out of the picture, averaging whatever he is, 29 points or whatever the heck it is, and it becomes much more winnable. And then you add in the fact that one of the things the Grizzlies really do have going for them is their depth, which can play out certainly to their advantage over the back half of the season here.
Yeah, I would love to know. Doesn't not feel like the Grizzlies have been really fortunate this year when it comes to other teams resting their best player? I don't want to take away from anything that they've done, but they played the Nets twice without Kyrie and Durant. I would love to look it up and get a stat and see if they have played against the team that was missing their star the most often. You know, I don't follow everybody else, but I would be curious.
If the team they were playing was missing one of their two best players, let's just say. The Grizzlies, have the Grizzlies been the beneficiary of that more than other teams? Of course, what we're ignoring in all of that is the Grizzlies themselves all year long have been missing one of their two best players. So maybe this just makes it a fair fight without Jaren Jackson Jr. And then, of course, we had the Ja tweet over the weekend with
the uniform hourglass, and the hourglass.
The hourglass and the unicorn. And I don't know how you can't interpret that as meaning it might be, it seems like the schedule is going to be, it's not, it doesn't feel like, that's not something you tweet if it is going to be the end of April when we're still at the beginning of April. I'm not holding him
well,
to
Ja
it.
Well, Ja explained why he tweeted it. He explained last night why he tweeted it.
And the reason was?
He said that he walked in and Jaren Jackson Jr. was doing his workout for the day and that he looked really good. And so Ja was got very excited and decided to tweet that out.
To go ahead and tweet it. There you go. Well, there you go. So maybe that implies that he'll be back sooner rather than later.
That'd be good news for the Grizzlies.
That would be good
to get him back before that terrible, awful, horrific, scary seven-game stretch.
Scary road trip. Exactly.
Yeah. So
have you got any more cheesesteak suggestions come in while we've been musing on other matters?
No, I think, well, hold on. I have two notifications. Let me check. Oh, I got a picture of one of the cheesesteaks from Pops' Deli. Pops' Deli on Shelby Drive. That's another one I got.
Thompson's Deli?
Pops.
P-O-P-S. Oh, Pops Deli.
Pops
Deli.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
I've heard of it, never been there.
I might have to go try some of these out, and next time I'm on one of the shows, I will report back. Actually, that might make a good story. Maybe I'll just go try some cheesesteaks tomorrow.
I mean, Chris Harrington does this whenever he wants. So go fritay the best pizza, the best fried chicken, the best, Mexican food truck. And there's no reason you can't get in on that action.
Yeah, I might have to do that. Appreciate it, Jeff.
See ya.
All right, when we come back, we'll probably just continue the Grizzlies conversation. We got
Sounds
a playoff
good.
Race going on, so we'll break that down whenever we get back from the break. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
James had a home in Shelby County that he wanted to sell, but I don't even think he realized how fast this was going to happen once he hired Josh Hysaw. Josh went to work. Amazing marketing strategy, and James had a buyer within 24 hours who paid $15,000 above the asking price. Imagine what you could do with an extra $15,000. Listen, anybody can sell your home in this market, but only Josh Hysaw can get you the most. And James's story is just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh. Let your story be the next one. If you want an experienced and effective agent, somebody with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and negotiate for the most money possible, then Josh Hysaw is the real estate agent for you. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're ever unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire him with no obligation. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. His name is Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. His number is 901-461-8147. 61-8147. He's online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. 1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your $60 AC tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Unsolved Mysteries, the iconic television series, is now a podcast. All new mysteries of terrifying abductions, bizarre paranormal encounters, heinous killers, and unexplained deaths.
Listen free on the new Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Here on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle, Drew Hill in studio today for GP. He is in Indianapolis at the national championship game. We'll return tomorrow. Want to let you know that radio.com is now Odyssey. You can download the Odyssey app today and listen to 92.9 FM ESPN and all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. That is Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the Odyssey app today and be sure to favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary on 92.9 FM ESPN. As we mentioned in the last segment, the Grizzlies got a big win over the Sixers last night. There was plenty of cheesesteak controversy to go around.
Cheesecake's good, too.
Cheesecake is very good.
Yep.
I got a few more suggestions, too, during the break.
Oh, you did?
On places to go. I've got a lot of different places to try now. I'm actually might make this happen.
Was there anyone that stood out? Like someone was like, this is the go-to cheesesteak in Memphis.
I did get a picture from the Prime 117 food truck. So like, and it looks good. Somebody also sent me a place that's in Oak Court Mall. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think I know where
Charlie's.
You're talking about. Yeah. I've seen it. I've never had a cheesesteak from there.
It looks solid, but we'll just have to.
Multiple people are saying the Pop's Deli cheesesteak.
Yeah, the Pop's Deli I can get, I think that might be the first one I try.
Okay.
I have high optimism for Pop's Deli and Prime 117 if I can find it. I think both would be good.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Grizzlies won a game. It's not all about cheesesteaks. They did win the game. They are in sole possession of eighth in the West now because they have the tiebreaker over the Spurs this year. And as I tweeted out earlier today, and a lot more people ended up liking the tweet than I initially expected, but the Grizzlies are 6-4 in their last 10.
Mm-hmm.
The Spurs and Warriors are both 3-7 over that stretch. We mentioned that the Kings were kind of on a roll. You know, when they came back from the All-Star break, they had won a bunch of games in a row. They had that long losing streak in February, and that kind of felt like a thing of the past. Well, the Kings since then, of course, have lost three straight. So they've sort of fallen back from the pack beneath New Orleans now. And both of those teams are 3 and 3.5 games behind the Grizzlies. I feel like, you know, Jeff came after me last week on my take that I thought that the Grizzlies were going to comfortably be in the play-in. I'm feeling a lot better about that prediction than I did even back then, because those were two very big wins. Minnesota, as we mentioned, had to get it. And now Philly's just a total bonus victory at this point.
Yeah, the I think the Spurs was the one team that we were kind of like, because they were sitting pretty at, they were in eighth, pretty sitting pretty good in eighth about a week or two ago, and they've kind of started to come back to earth a little bit. Like that team, I'm just gonna say the Grizzlies are better than them,
for sure.
Yeah, they just are.
They beat them in the first game, but Ja had 44, and then both games in
the first game of the season.
Both games in San Antonio, they ran them off the floor.
And then the Warriors is interesting. Like, I saw them, they played last night, they lost to the Hawks. Dude, they just, to win games, Steph has got to be unbelievable every single night. They just don't have the star power that they have in years past right now.
Ready? This is the Spurs schedule for their last 10 games. These all happen in May. This is why I don't think that the Spurs are going to, I think the Grizzlies finish ahead of of San Antonio. They have, again, this starts in May, so this is next month.
Okay.
The 76ers at home, two games at the Jazz, a game at the Kings, a game at the Trailblazers, the Bucks at home, a game at the Nets, a game at the Knicks, and the Suns at home twice.
Yeah, that is brutal. That's not only against all playoff teams. Most of them are against good playoff teams.
Maybe you get a break if those teams are resting players.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen because the West is still, like, the Suns are still pretty good. They're going to be competing for a spot all the way until the end of the season, I have a feel like.
Yeah, I mean, they're three games behind the Jazz. Like, they, you know, they're one of those teams that might be fighting to the end, hoping they can get that one seed.
And you have to think that Brooklyn's going to want to get their, since they haven't been healthy and together on the floor, they're going to want to get their team going towards the end of the season. That's not going to be a gift game for the Spurs. I just don't see a way that San Antonio keeps up with this pace, and I just think that the Grizzlies are better equipped to, you know, finish the season on a high note.
Yeah.
Golden State is the interesting
team. I was just about to say that, because what are they going to want to do once May rolls around? Like, do they want to try to get in the playoffs, or do they want to try to get another piece in the draft? Because that's a team that they're going to get Klay Thompson back next year. They're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. They've still got Steph. They've still got Draymond. Klay's coming back. You got to think they're going to have a pretty eventful offseason just based on all the pieces that are around Steph right now not doing too much.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see what they want to do come May. Like, do they really want this? Are they going to be fighting hard to get in the play-in? I'm not sure.
I also saw that Eric Paschal was out for 2 weeks, so they're banged up too.
Like, is it one of those situations when May rolls around, you maybe rest Steph a little bit every couple games? Like, who knows?
And they don't have a cakewalk schedule either. They've got some tough games too. They've got a tough stretch just like the Grizzlies do. They still got another game against the Suns. They've got two series against the Pelicans left. They got a game against the Bucks. A game in Philadelphia. So, you know, they don't have a cakewalk.
Right.
I think Golden State's much more of a threat than San Antonio at this point. But I feel good about where the Grizzlies stand. And as we mentioned,
Don't forget about the Pelicans. Although I say that every time, yeah. And like
they do have an easy schedule. They have an easy schedule the rest of the way.
Now you just look at them. Though, I swear it's like win a couple, lose a couple, win a couple, lose a couple. Like they're gonna have to turn it on at some point if they want to get in that play-in.
And as we mentioned, and I feel like I should rehash how it works every single time because it's so confusing this year. But 7 and 8 will play each other to be the 7 seed. In a one-game series, and 9 and 10 will play each other, and the winner of the 9-10 game plays the loser of the 7-8 game, and that the winner of the second round or the double elimination game will be the 8 seed. So if the Grizzlies get to that 8 spot and they play a game against the Mavs, even if it's in Dallas, the Grizzlies can play a good. They have shooters now. They all play the same position. Right. But they've got shooters now. The Grizzlies can absolutely beat the Mavericks in a one-game play-in. And maybe you're sitting there in the 7th spot. And even if you do lose to the Mavericks, as you mentioned, you're going to get a second chance. If you tell me the Grizzlies have to beat Golden State and Dallas back-to-back or Golden State and New Orleans back-to-back to get in the playoffs – I'm putting their chances of doing that super low. But if you're telling me that all they have to do is win one out of those two, I really like their chances. I think if I'm guessing right now, I do feel like the Grizzlies have a better chance than not of being in a playoff series come May. So
let's go.
I like your optimism.
Yeah, let's go, man.
I'm optimistic. So hopefully the Grizzlies can get it done. They play tomorrow night in Miami. Brandon Clark is questionable in that game. He has calf soreness. De'Anthony Melton is out with leg soreness.
I just saw that. That's no good.
That's a very general.
You're going to need another big Grayson game.
Yeah, we'll get another update on De'Anthony before the game tomorrow from Taylor Jenkins. So that's probably the next time you'll hear about De'Anthony. And then Justice Winslow is going to miss his 5th straight game. Just super disappointing that he hasn't been able to stay on the floor. It's
tough.
At this point.
Yeah.
Taylor has reiterated that it's not serious. Like, and the truth is, he hasn't been so good that losing him feels like a real hit.
That's it right there.
But
I think for the fans, like, at this point, it's just like they've looked good without him, and now it's just like, I guess it's a bonus if they get him, but – yeah, I think at this point as a fan, it's kind of just like, well, if we get him, great. If not, it is what it is.
And Jaren is still out, but I think that's kind of
– we're feeling better about that one.
To be expected.
Yep.
Yeah, Jaw's tweeting about him. Jaw thinks he looks good. It's still very early in April. Trust me, if they're saying by the end of the month, I would bet that he's probably not playing in the first half of this month. So hopefully he's back sooner rather than later. And Ja can be happy to have his co-star with him. All right, when we come back, we'll do Dinner to Go. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So needless to say, the barbecue is great, but if you're not into barbecue for whatever reason, they've got something on that menu for you. Fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, smoked wings, burgers. You can see the entire menu online at memphisbbqco.com. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, busy, busy. And you can apply online at that same website, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very, very simple. MemphisBBQCO.com. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove. Just take 55 South to Goodman Road exit if you're coming from Memphis. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com.
Switching your car insurance to GEICO is both easy and could save you hundreds. It's the best of both worlds. Like a butcher with a sense of humor. A co-meat Ian.
Well, I'd tell you a joke, but I'd probably butcher it. The stakes are too high.
GEICO. Easy and savings. The best of both worlds.
Hey, it's Eli Herskovich with a BetQL tournament timeout. Brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Tonight, Gonzaga takes on Baylor in the title game of the college basketball tournament. Gonzaga is around a 4.5-point favorite, and Baylor is plus 165 on the money line. The total is 159.5. Gonzaga is coming off arguably the best tournament game ever, knocking off UCLA at the buzzer in overtime. On the other side, Baylor blew out Houston to advance to the title game. If Gonzaga is going to win it all and cover the point spread, it needs to do what it did against UCLA: attack the paint. Baylor's biggest defensive issue is defending inside the arc, and that's where Gonzaga thrives. At the other end, Gonzaga's three-point defense is a tough task for a Baylor team with the best three-point percentage in the country, but Baylor's ability to rack up offensive rebounds should not go overlooked. I lean towards Baylor, but I need plus five or better.
This BetQL tournament timeout is brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Download the app today. Must be 21 years of age or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show, it was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Make sure you are ready for the spring showers with Lucius Roofing. Do you have a leaky roof that needs repair? At Lucius Roofing, we do things the old-fashioned way. Every shingle is nailed by hand with no air equipment. Roof replacement, roof repairs, commercial roofing, and more. For over 35 years, Lucius Roofing has served all your roofing needs. Call Lucius Roofing for your free roof inspection today at 901-509-9082 or visit us online at golucius.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Save on a sweet snack right now. Just pick up Gala, Fuji, or Granny Smith apples. They're only 99 cents a pound with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four.
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience occasional bloating, gas, or abdominal discomfort? Join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up and see how healthy your gut can feel. Align contains a quality probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists. It adds more good bacteria to your gut to naturally help soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. This is the time to join the Align Healthy Gut Team Up from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Sign up at AlignProbiotics.com.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Why so serious? So where's your glass if you are wrong? And all the right ways are
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Count on Navien.
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. I'm just a
puppet here. If you want, welcome back for the final time today. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Big thanks to Jeff Calkins and to GP for joining us earlier in the show. But it's time to do Dinner to Go and get out of here.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
We learned that GP is taking the Zags in the national championship game. He said 81-80 with Corey Kispert hitting a clutch shot at the end to win. I'm taking the Baylor Bears, Bennett, probably against common sense.
Yep.
Gonzaga's been the best team all year. Just doesn't feel right to me. I'm taking Baylor. I got a gut feeling on Baylor.
Okay, I'm going Zags.
What's the biggest game tonight?
It's, of course, the national championship game tonight, 8 o'clock on CBS. Gonzaga is a 4.5-point favorite over Baylor. GP's going to be on CBS Sports Network afterwards breaking it all down, so be sure to check him out after the national championship game tonight. But, yeah, that's what the biggest game is.
What should I watch on TV?
You got a couple options. Major League Baseball on ESPN, Tampa Bay Rays at the Boston Red Sox. That's at 7 o'clock. Shout-out to my Baltimore Orioles who swept the Boston Red Sox this weekend. Let's go O's. That one's followed by the Chicago White Sox at the Seattle Mariners. So if you're looking for baseball, that's on ESPN tonight. You got Monday Night Raw on USA at 7 o'clock. This is the go-home show before WrestleMania. It is WrestleMania week. Are you excited about WrestleMania this week?
I'm not a wrestling guy. Okay. I know it doesn't go over well in Memphis, but no, not
well,
a wrestling
if
guy.
You are excited about WrestleMania, be sure to check out Raw tonight at 7. You got NBA on NBA TV, Knicks at the Brooklyn Nets. That's at 7 o'clock, and it's James Harden's return tonight, so be on the lookout for that as well. I think they said KD was warming up before the game, so he might be returning pretty soon, too.
The Nets are they're the team to watch down the stretch. I want to know if they can get some good chemistry going before the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to be able to just go in cold turkey and beat everybody as easily as everyone thinks.
I think that's probably true as well.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I wrote a newsletter this morning that came out. The NBA Foundation is giving $3 million worth of grants. The goal is to try and support black communities. And two of the organizations that are getting money from the NBA as part of these grants are Code Crew and the Collective Blueprint. Both Code Crew is it's a computer science organization that helps, you know, underprivileged kids or kids that are underrepresented learn the ins and outs of computer science and hopefully can become tech innovators in the future. So that's obviously a great cause. The other is the Collective Blueprint, which aims to increase socioeconomic mobility for youths in Memphis by building pathways to thriving careers. So really big news. Really happy for those two very That's good awesome. Memphis organizations.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
GP will be back tomorrow.
Yep.
It's been a while. I've been filling in quite a bit. But I'm sure he's ready for the crazy college basketball schedule to slow down, if it will, because you still have transfer portal news like crazy. And the coaching carousel isn't over yet. But he will be back. He'll break everything down from the national championship game. Until then, for Bennett and for Drew, thanks for listening. I've got some cheesesteaks to go eat.
This is Memphis's sports station, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
It's title time, and FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking you up like a champion. They're celebrating the big game with 40-1 odds on either Gonzaga or Baylor. That's right. New users get 40-1 odds on either team to win the championship game. In other words, you can win $200 on a $5 bet. Personally, I think the Zags win the game, but I take Baylor plus 4.5 points. Going to be close. Gonzaga 81, Baylor 80 is my prediction. Should be great. Baylor plus 4.5, probably the play. If you've been watching from the sidelines all tournament long, now's the perfect time to get in on the action. The app, easy to use, and when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. All you have to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and make your first deposit to unlock exclusive 40-1 odds. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Just sign up with promo code designated offer market, $10 first deposit required. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hey,
Hey, Mid-South, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Once again, I'm here to welcome you to exceptional service. With over 20 years in business in the Memphis area, Inman Murphy knows how to take care of your termite, pest, and mosquito needs. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. And find out why we have over 2,500 five-star reviews just in the last couple of years. Check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com or Facebook/InmanMurphy.
Hey everyone, it's CJ McCollum, host of the Pull Up Podcast. Part of performing your best is feeling your best. Whether it's during a workout, running errands, or just hanging around at home, nobody wants to deal with body odor. That's why there's Dove Men Plus Care, eucalyptus, and birch deodorants to combat sweat and keep you feeling fresh and confident throughout the day. It has 48-hour protection and a plant-based moisturizer that cares for your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care, eucalyptus, and birch deodorant. Odor protection that works.
Experience the Dove Men Plus Care plant-based line for yourself. Buy it now at Walmart and Target.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners blew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four.
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't miss 20 seasons of Grizzlies basketball in Memphis. Limited single-game tickets for the second half games are on sale now. Get great seats at great prices to see your next-gen Grizz host Steph Curry and the Warriors, Zion Williamson and the Pelicans, and more. Tickets start at just $12, but they won't last long. Check out Grizzlies.com.